I need a couple student volunteers to answer a couple questions for me. So, any volunteers? Oh dear. Okay. If you were an animal, what animal would you be? A sheep? Why? You can't, that's cheating. You're feeding her answers. Do you know why? No? What about you, sir? If you could be any animal in the world, it could be a tiger, a bear, anything, what would you be?
I'd be a crazy monkey.
You'd be a crazy monkey. Why? So you could be crazy. At least you'd have an excuse then, right? Yeah. Anybody else? Anybody else? No? Usually people don't want to be sheep. We have an exception today. Because sheep are not trainable. You can't domesticate them very well. They're not that smart, and they always need somebody to tell them what to do. And so it's not very flattering when Jesus compares us to sheep in the gospel today by calling us the shepherd, or he's the shepherd of the sheep. But it is because Jesus understands us as human beings and our fallen nature that he knows that we need a shepherd. And a shepherd, he tells us in the gospel today, does two very important things for his sheep. The first is that he leads the sheep to nourishment. Now, I was thinking about this, and you know, if Jesus is the good shepherd and I'm one of his sheep, what does it mean for him to lead me to green pastures and lead me to nourishment, to water and good food? And there's all sorts of different interpretations. I remember I was on a cruise a couple years ago in the summer with some friends from seminary, and we were ordained priests at the time, and so we approached the concierge desk and told them, hey, we're priests, we'd be happy to offer Mass on Sunday. And so they said, okay, at this time in this room, and you have everything you need, and we said yes. So we showed up a little early to make sure we could get set up, and they were having the Protestant service before ours. And so we sat in, and they were showing a tape of Joel Osteen. Some of you know who he is, preacher down in Texas. And he was preaching about how if God loves you and you obey the will of God, then he will materially bless you. So is this leading us to green pastures and nourishing the sheep? Is it giving us all the good things in life? Well, yes and no. That's the lie of that particular preacher, unfortunately. You see, the shepherd wants to nourish us as sheep, both in body and in soul. Sometimes we overemphasize thinking that it's just the soul, and certainly because the soul is what is lasting, that has primary importance. But he also wants to nourish your body. He wants to take care of your physical needs. But you must be practicing stewardship for this to happen. And a lot of people approach this in a very backwards way. They think when I have time or I have money, then I'll be able to give, right? Well, okay, God just gave you 24 hours in a day, 365 days a year for as long as you live. He gave you all that. So how much more time do you want? And he gave you every last penny that's coming into your house. As little as it may seem that it is, what more do you want? You see, as Christians, we understand that everything, absolutely everything, is a gift from God. And when you start practicing stewardship, that is giving back to Him, you will see God taking care of your needs. And many people in this parish, I have visited with privately, and we've sat in meetings, and they will tell you that it's when they started making that sacrifice, and I say sacrifice because it takes some trust. That's when they started seeing God really take care of them, that their needs were really met, and they didn't worry anymore. But He also does want to nourish your soul. He does this through the sacraments, the Bible studies and adult education opportunities, the prayer groups here at the parish. But I don't know about you, most days you come home from a 12 to 15 hour day. That's what it's been lately for me. I don't know about you. I come home, and what I want to do is I want to sit down in front of the TV and do something totally mindless. I want to pour myself a beverage made out of fermented grain. I want to sit there and eat something yummy until my belly is full. And about the last thing I want to do is get down on my knees. Now that might be shocking to you coming from a priest, hopefully not too shocking, because it's a struggle we all have as fallen human beings. We're often trying to be nourished by the easiest thing possible, right? Lately, I've been passing through the kitchen and I've been trying to eat a little bit better, and so I get hungrier a little bit quicker with those lower portions. And I pass through the kitchen, and you ever just go through the kitchen, start opening all the cabinets and trying to find something to eat? And God bless our cook, she hasn't been buying any junk food. And I see something in the fridge and I think, oh, that's going to take work. Right? I want to just grab something and go. And we do that. We do that with our spiritual lives too. We go for the easiest thing sometimes. But I remember in college, I was going to spiritual direction to a little Franciscan priest. He's about yay high, wore a black robe, called him Gus Gus. His name was Father Augustine. It was rumored that he got mad at a kid one day after confession and threw him in a trash dumpster, so nobody messed with him. But I remember one day sitting in there and saying, Father, I'm just having a hard time praying. And he said, did you eat today? And I said, yeah. And he said, then don't eat if you haven't prayed. And I said, what? He said, don't eat if you haven't prayed. And you know what? It taught me something that, you know, if I really want to get my priorities straight in life, I start getting the real nourishment down first. I pray before I eat or go to the TV or go for the beer or whatever it is. A shepherd wants to nourish you. Secondly, a good shepherd protects you. Do you remember the movie Babe? Beautiful movie. If you've never seen it, watch it. And these sheep, every time the dog came to round them up, you know, the black and white collie or whatever it was would come, they would start screaming, woof, woof. And they were scared to death of this thing. And they would go running. I remember being in Ireland probably about 15 years ago and walking into town all by myself one day, and the sheep were just grazing out, I mean, just calm as could be. Dew on the ground. All of a sudden, this dog runs out, and boy, I mean, he was a mile away, but somehow they knew, and they start running the other way. They're scaredy cats, or scaredy sheep. In fact, this is often, if you've ever watched some of these nature shows, it's how wolves actually get their prey. They run around and chase them until they wear down, and then they can pounce on them. Where do you run when you experience fear or tribulation in your life? I mean, we all experience it. As a pastor, I fear failure, you know? I fear what people might think of my homily, or if I screw up, what people will say. What's your fear? Is it your job or your spouse's dedication to you, or being alone if you're single? If you're a parent, is it fear over how your children will grow up and if you'll have what you need? I think deep down inside, most of us have the fear of being loved or not being loved. And so what do we run to? The bottle, or if we're saving money, the can. The television, the internet, gossip with our friend, post it on Facebook, text somebody. But if we're texting and we're posting and we're watching television and we haven't talked to God today for a substantial amount of time, we're like those sheep. We're just running scared. And Satan, being that wolf, is just going to wear you down until he gets you. Run to the Master. Run to him. St. John Bosco, the patron saint of youth, had a dream once of this enormous wood sailing ship in the sea. Bigger than anything you've seen before. If you've seen some of these pirate movies or whatnot, think that kind of ship, but huge. And at the helm of the ship, driving with the big, cool wheel, was the Pope with his pointy hat. He was sailing the ship. But all these other little ships were around it, and they were attacking it, firing things at this bigger ship that the Pope piloted. And John Bosco saw in this dream that the Pope steered the ship, between two giant stone columns that rose out of the sea. And in his dream, he saw on the top of one column the Eucharist, and on the top of the other column, Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. And the Pope steered his ship in between them, and he had the workers on the ship actually throw out ropes and tie the ship down to those two great stone pillars coming out of the sea. And as soon as they had the ship tied down, guess what happened? All those other little ships that were attacking actually disintegrated. Not broke apart, not went away, disintegrated. Brothers and sisters, when you anchor yourself to the Eucharist, the spiritual and the physical nourishment that comes from this table, and stop eating out of the dumpster that is secular life, you will find that all those things that attack you throughout your day will fall away. When we nourish ourselves from the sacraments and prayer, we have nothing to fear.